Lesson on Counseling is here to empower you to really do the best work you can with your obese clients. As their counselor, coach, and cheerleader, you are a cheerleader too, you are the person who is going to help your clients be the best versions of themselves, improve their health, and live their most nutritious lives. After all of these lessons, your brain is literally loaded with a ton of information, and my hope is that you're eager to apply some of it. We're going to review today how to structure your work with clients, the role of the nutritious life pillars in your recommendations, and where to begin in your work. I can say I've got some amazing success stories of true healthy weight loss that has been maintained and sustained by my formerly obese clients. As with all of my clients, I don't have a prescription or a formula that I pass out because there isn't one prescription that would or could possibly work for every single person. If there was, we'd all be using it. But I do have a specific philosophy, and you know it really well. Use the nutritious life pillars to structure your work. Do the most thoughtful and mindful intake you possibly can when you first meet your obese clients. Show insight, gain trust, develop that relationship, have a sense of positivity and even humor if it works for you. Then craft a plan that capitalizes on their motivation as you walk them through each pillar. I have such great initial success with people who have a lot of weight to lose because usually I can identify just a couple of small behaviors that need adjusting that can have a big impact. I'll go through them now. Keep in mind, you want to start with what will be easiest for your client to adopt and build from there. Sleep deep. Prioritize this pillar by asking about snoring, sleep apnea, and restless legs. Ask detailed questions about the sleeping environment, sleep hygiene, and napping. Make recommendations to empower a good night's sleep, and sometimes explain the science behind why so that your client can really understand and internalize it. What is easy? Tucking in the technology 30 minutes before bed may be a no-brainer. Cooling down the room or darkening windows completely may be small adjustments with a big impact. So let's talk about drink up next. Drinking calories is the easiest way to gain weight. So where are your clients drinking their calories? Focus on reducing if eliminating is too stressful. Have your client tell you what they think could work for them. Matching water for every cup of coffee they have, switching from juice to unsweetened herbal tea, making a 4-water bottle a day goal, you get the idea. Maybe just a small tweak will yield huge results. Okay, the next pillar I want to talk about, live consciously. Keeping the environment supportive of behavior change is essential to success. A bowl of clementines on the kitchen table, an organized refrigerator, and a calendar with dinner plans are brilliant ways to set your client up for success. You might want to give some homework here. Have your client identify areas of the home, work, commute, or whatnot that feel overwhelming and declutter one of them one at a time. Next up, nurture yourself. I love to dedicate 10 minutes of every day to doing something just because it feels good. Sometimes I only get 5 in, sometimes none, but the goal is 10. A shower, 10 minutes on a favorite playlist or podcast, time with the actual newspaper. Identify 10 minutes your client can indulge in as part of the practice of embracing healthful behaviors. While you're at it, why not reward your client for their behavior changes with a bigger nurture yourself goal like a massage, a mani, or a pedi, or a haircut? A small indulgence to look forward to can keep people from making choices they'd later on regret. It can keep them on the straight and narrow. Okay, love more. If you're obese, you've probably experienced some fat shaming, unfortunately, or bullying, and it may be more challenging to feel healthy and sexy in your bod. Love doesn't have to come in the shape of lingerie and candlelight dinners. Love hormones can hop to attention, holding hands, cuddling, petting a pet, or snuggling. Help your obese client identify some parts of their body they feel good about and help them show them off and capitalize on them. Feeling good feels good, and it can be contagious, sexy, and attractive. You may not want to start here, but know that it's a pillar that you'll work towards as you get to know your client better. It's something you can't just ignore. Even if you feel uncomfortable talking about it right away, you should address it in some way, shape, or form. Okay, let's talk about stress less. Beyond the regular stressors we all face, obese clients may face physical stressors such as the size of the seats on the bus or feel anxious about the exertion of walking upstairs to an appointment. Identify big stressors and talk them through them. Then insert stress management into their day with simple tasks like listening to a meditation app or taking 10 deep breaths 3 times a day. Something as simple as that can make a difference. And you can start with small things like that. Okay, next up, sweat often. Meet them where they're at, I like to say. So what's a reasonable goal for your client? Start small and build on that. Don't tell someone to work out 7 days a week if they haven't even put on sneakers in 5 years. A 20-minute walk may sound like nothing to you, but a deconditioned client may struggle with a 5-minute walk. Be sensitive, understand who you're talking to, meet them where they're at. You burn 33% more calories standing than you do sitting. So have your client outline times in the day that they can stand more. That's a good place to start. On the phone, folding laundry, during commercial breaks. Build on this platform at every appointment. Praise is a great motivator, so praise every effort, every success, and each and every time they lace up those sneakers. Help discover what would make moving more doable. Laying out clothing the night before, having a playlist to look forward to, or meeting a friend. Those are all great tricks. Finally, eat empowered. This is on you, a guru of food and fare. Look at the daily foods your obese client is eating. Honor where they are. Honor where they're at. Meet them where they're at and build in more produce. Craft recommendations that are delicious and honor their food preferences and time. Swap snacks. Make it comprehensive and embrace indulgences for them where you see fit. So where to begin with your obese client with all of this? Begin with what is easiest. Begin with your best intentions and practices. Begin with confidence that your client will be successful. Begin with patience and look forward to applauding each milestone. I love applauding milestones for all clients. It's so much fun. It feels so good. It's so fulfilling. It's probably one of the reasons you're doing this. So to summarize everything here, use the Nutritious Life pillars as a guide for your recommendations. Start with small, simple tweaks under each pillar to get the work going and build from there. Start with what's easiest for the client. Meet them where they're at. You are so good at it. I know it. I know you can do this. I will see you in the next lesson.